Morning. Rice County Attorney John Fossum is now sitting in with us. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Jeff.
Not too bad of a commute in this morning. I think everybody was prepared for a lot worse.
I'm pretty confident there's a lot of disappointed middle schoolers waking up this morning thinking that it's just 4 to 6 inches of snow and they won't have to go in.
Well, I think it goes beyond middle school.
Yes.
we can cover all the grades with that. I want to talk to you, first of all, last hour, Terry and I were talking about aggregate charges and what they are and what they mean. There was an arrest by the Northfield Police Department earlier this week of a couple of individuals who had been breaking into cars. And it looked like maybe 20, 30 cars had been broken into just from what they found in the alleged perpetrators' vehicle. So they're looking at maybe if they can get more information and more people come forward and say, yeah, somebody stole a laptop from my vehicle that night too, to file aggregate charges. Can you explain to us how that works?
Sure. So the theft statute allows the prosecutor to aggregate the charges. So if you've stolen over a period of 6 months, you've stolen $500 or more, then it's possible to charge that out as a felony. Whereas if you've stolen $20 from my car and $20 from your car and $20 from somebody else's car, each one of those is a misdemeanor theft, right? But if we get if we get enough of those together and it adds up to a felony, then we can charge that person with a felony for thefts over that period of time. So it would require the police to connect all of those different thefts and to have a dollar value that raises it up into the level where it would arrives to felony charging. Otherwise, it would wind up, it would stay as a city charge if it were only a misdemeanor.
All right. So that's, once again, the Northfield Police needs your help. If your car was broken into, if you're missing anything from a couple of days ago, they have a lot of stolen goods, allegedly stolen goods, I guess, at the police department. If you can call and identify it, you could help solve this crime and maybe put the perpetrators where they belong.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move on. You have you've had a couple of cases as of late that have kind of got some headlines. One was the conviction of, I'm going to try this guy's name. His last name is Adan. He's from Faribault. Abdiaziz Ali Adan, is that? Did I get that correct?
Yeah, I think you got it.
Okay.
Nice work. Yeah, Adan is, he was basically a drug dealer. And there was a woman who came over to his house, and he raped her. She ran out of the house naked. And we went to trial on that case, and he was convicted of third-degree criminal sexual conduct for the rape. And because he's got prior convictions and he's got enough points, we're expecting that he'll be sentenced to 15 years in prison, which would be the statutory maximum for that. He'd also be required to register as a predatory offender when he gets out. So he's on for sentencing probably in February at this point, and that trial occurred really just before Christmas.
Now, you'd mentioned the fact that he was a drug dealer, and this is the victim evidently came over for that purpose. Are there charges, drug charges against him as well? Is there more to be resolved in this issue?
There are some drug charges against him. They are less serious than the crime he was just convicted of, so there is a question as whether we'll continue to pursue those or not. They are on for trial in a couple of weeks,
mm-hmm.
and we'll make that determination going forward if we proceed with that case or move on to just more serious stuff that's going to make a difference.
All right. Now, in this particular case, he decided not to cop a plea at all. Was one offered to him? It did go to a jury trial.
It went to a jury trial. I think there were opportunities for him to take a deal, and he chose not to. And I don't know what the negotiations were. I wasn't handling the case, but one mm-hmm. of my lawyers was on the case, certainly, he would have had an opportunity to do something less than 15 years in prison.
All right. There's another case involving a gentleman. I don't know if I'm using that term correctly, but his name is Antonio Washington, and he is being accused of a lot of bad things. Tell us about that case and where it's at right now.
Well, we have several cases with Antonia Washington at the moment. We have a case. We have cases involving heroin, involving I think meth. He's got just huge amounts of drugs. There was a case just over a couple of weeks ago where he kidnapped his girlfriend and held her hostage, and she locked herself in the bathroom at the Hy-Vee, got away from him, and managed to call the police, and he's been charged with kidnapping for that one. So we've got kidnapping, we've got drug charges, we've got some domestic assaults and some violations of restraining orders. He's got quite a pile of charges at the moment, so there's a lot going on with Mr. Washington.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, he had gotten out on bail at some point. Is that correct? Has the bail been set for him this time? And it was a fairly high bail. I want to say $350,000.
Well, I know he was. There was one where he was given bail in the amount of $100,000, and he bailed out on that one. And so he's racked up a couple of new ones since then. He clearly had some resources and was able to bail out, but he's currently in custody.
Is that, once again, I don't know how much you can talk about him. I'm curious about this. You got to presume that's drug money if the guy's a drug dealer, but that is not something you're going to comment on.
I couldn't tell you the source of his resources, but I can tell you that he had substantial resources if he posted enough bail to get out when the judge ordered $100,000 bail.
So has bail been set in this case yet, did you say?
Yeah, bail has been set again on the new one. I'm not sure what it is, but it would be on top of all the previous ones. So he's got at least four pending files with and at least three of those have pretty substantial bail.
Now, from a prosecuting standpoint, some of his charges, if I'm not mistaken, could be picked up by the feds. Is that correct?
It's certainly possible. I don't know if that's what's going to happen or not. It would be up to them, and hopefully they would make a decision before we're ready for trial, like they did with the last one that they took from us. But he was moving a lot of heroin, and that would certainly be of interest to the U.S. Attorney's Office and the DEA. And if they can connect him to a larger conspiracy, it's certainly possible they would take that one on.
Now, when you get a case like this, he has many charges and many different incidents. Are these all tried separately? We talked a little bit before about aggregate charging. Is that something they could do in this case? I mean, obviously, drug dealing and kidnapping are two different things, but will there be some overlap in the charges? Will he get the max? Will he get charged for our sentence, I should say? If he does get sentenced, will all these different crimes be taken into mind?
Well, he would earn criminal history points for each of the convictions if he's convicted on all of these counts. He's got some prior criminal history, which would weigh into the sentencing as well. So under the guidelines, if he winds up being sentenced by the time he gets to the last one, he would, all the prior convictions would be included in his criminal history score, and so he could wind up pretty high up on the box, and he could wind up with a pretty lengthy sentence. Certainly for the first-degree drugs case, and the kidnapping case, depending on which order they get tried in, depending on which order, each of them has to be treated as a separate incident. And so each incident we have to deal with as a separate case, because we can only prove the case based on his conduct in that file. So the jury will hear about the one case and make their determination.
All right. Once again, we're talking with Rice County Attorney John Fossum. Before we go, we want to ask you about Tom Neville. Tom Neville was in on the Wayne Adie affair just a couple of days ago, and I understand it was not too long ago, in the last couple of weeks or so, that he has spent his last day on the drug court.
Right. Last Thursday was his last day on the bench and his last day of drug court, and obviously, I think we talked about last time, Judge Neville, I've been a friend of mine for a long time. I've known him for probably half my life, and knew him as a senator, and learned all about his kids from him and his family, and very sad to see him leave. We had kind of an emotional day in drug court a couple of weeks ago, where a number of the participants stood up and talked to Judge Neville about the impact he's had on their lives and how much he's meant to them, and how much he has helped them. I think Judge Neville, Senator Neville, all the different iterations that I've known him as, I mean, he's sort of the epitome of a guy who you can disagree with without being disagreeable.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just an incredibly pleasant and lovely man, and is going to leave a hole in the drug court and the rest of the programming. So I'm certainly going to miss having him around.
All right. Do you know if they've officially named a replacement for him on drug court?
No, and I think that it'll be between the two current judges and the new judge who's appointed to replace Judge Neville to decide who will wind up being on the drug court judge.
All right. Would you know, and I know this is kind of out of your realm, but at what point will the judges do have to be appointed by the governor?
Correct.
Is that correct? Do you know at what point they'll be?
There's a Judicial Selection Commission,
mm-hmm.
which collects the applications. They select semifinalists. They'll do interviews, and then they'll announce three finalists. And the governor will choose one of those three finalists. And I would expect the finalists to be announced sometime in the next week or so.
All right. All right. Anything else you'd like to add?
That's about all I got for you.
Okay,
and, everyone's going to have to go to work and school today.
Drive careful, because it is a little bit slick in spots out there. But overall, not the storm we were anticipating.
Right.
All right, John, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you, Jeff.
That is John Fossum, Rice County Attorney.